today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
What in life do you want to achieve? What's your plan to achieve your goal? Have you written it out? Do you have a plan of action? If things don't go as you plan, do you have a plan B? When you set your goal, did you plan for the what if? You must be prepared to press on in spite of what might happen along the way. People might not do what they say they were going to do. Others might not show up as expected. You might run short of money. The building you were going to use gets vandalized. The bank may not give you the loan. All of the above may happen, but are you ready to press on in spite of it? In Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, it is written, "Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." What are you pressing on towards? Are you looking forward or backwards? Are you looking behind to see what didn't happen, what did not come through? Who did not show up? Who did not come through? None of that matters when you have a made-up mind to press on. None of that matters when you are fixed on your goal. None of that matters when you are committed to crossing the finish line to receive the prize. I want to know, are you pressing on today? I want to know, are you pressing towards your earthly goal? I want to know, have you forgotten those things which are behind? Paul stated that he did not count himself to have apprehended. He fixed his eyes and mind on forgetting what was behind. If you focus on what's behind you or what happened to you, it will slow your forward progress. If you don't let the past go, you will repeat it or get stuck in it. You have to press on past what you think to what God knows. You have to press on past what others think to what you know God has already done. Experiential knowledge, knowing what God has already done, is the boat you must get in and stay in to cross over your Jordan. Today, press on toward the goal of Christ-likeness on earth. Press on towards what God has shared with you. Don't worry about what happened. It has already happened, so it's in your past. Don't bring it into your future. Press on towards the goal for the prize of Christ-likeness in heaven. Press on, my friend, press on. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.